I wish I was in the land of cotton, yeah. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away.
This is Blues Roots.
Look away. Look away, Dixieland.
Your daily trip to the Delta.
Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Oh, away, away. Away down south in Dixie.
There is perhaps no better indication of the clear and close connection of blues and jazz, or the difficult links between North and South, than the haunting musicality and disturbing imagery of the song Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
Strange Fruit began as a poem by Abel Meeropol, a schoolteacher and union activist from the Bronx, who is notable not only for the composition of this haunting song, but also for later adopting Robert and Michael Rosenberg, the orphaned children of executed communists Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Deeply disturbed by a photograph he saw of a southern lynching, Meeropol wrote the song first as a poem and later set it to music under his composing pseudonym, Lewis Allen. The song was first performed at a New York teachers' union meeting where it came to the attention of the manager of Café Society, a newly opened Greenwich Village nightclub featuring a young jazz singer named Billie Holiday. Café Society was a place catering to progressive types with open minds, but Holiday was to recall that even there she was afraid to sing this new song, and regretted it, at least momentarily, when she did so.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the sun.
Holiday's record company refused to record the song, so Holiday recorded it on the small Commodore label instead. Strange Fruit made it to number 16 on the charts in July of 1939 and was widely publicized. The paper New Masses called it the first successful attempt of white men to write blues.
Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Of magnolia, sweet and fresh.
the sudden smell of burning flesh.
Even today, the song elicits strong emotions. Jazz musicians still speak of it with a mixture of awe and fear. Contemporary jazz singer Renee Marie performs a stunning version in combination with the song Dixie. Dee Dee Bridgewater, whose own remarkable version has moved audiences worldwide, has chosen to stop singing the song because of its deep effect on her personally.
Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck.
After portraying Holiday in a one-woman show in the mid-80s, Bridgewater began including Strange Fruit in her concert repertoire. Often she cried as she sang it, and at least once she couldn't finish the song.
To try. Is a strange and bitter cry.
A final irony of the story is that the man considered responsible for launching Billie Holiday's career, writer and producer John Hammond, felt that her selection and development of Strange Fruit marked the beginning of the end for Holiday. But that's another back road, to be explored another time, along the blues roots. I'm Tom Butler.
Strange Fruit. Thank you.